us to you, the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We're so fortunate to have this little trio of hearts singing for us today. So nice. Suzanne, it won't work if you sit there. You have to sit over here. Yeah, you're behind the computer. Thank you. I really like to have a... Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Kiche Paramatma Kiche Gurudev Bhagwan Kiche Sacha Sangha Kiche. Namaste, everyone. In the world, but not of it. So you can see, whatever your ideas are. Oh, God, help you for your ideas. Whatever your ideas are, whatever you cling to, and your ideas, so that you can, if it's true, so that you can feel separate and opinionated and all of this. I pray that you get released. And yeah, the events of the world are, well, they're showing yogis and good people and all people. All people have a goodness somewhere inside of them, obvious in many, most. And when you have a desire to be clear in your heart, be very careful about dipping into world events. And stay very clear of your opinions. And, it's for us to bring people together, regardless of how they feel, how they work, what they do, what it is, how you feel about them. But those are all ideas, they're all opinions. And this is a problem. Stuck opinions. Opinions aren't a problem in the sense that they're just transient ideas that we have. Bit like that. But when we adhere to ideas and identify ourselves with those ideas, then we're in as much problem as the world is right now. So God bless the whole world, and I mean that everyone in it, regardless of who they are, how they act, whether they're good people or not good people, righteous or unrighteous, or whatever they are, because it's all God. And this is a time of realization. And for you, who I know are moving into the direction of the sacredness of the wisdom of your heart, these are important events to overcome, opinionated, whatever. Stop taking sides. This space takes no side. And mostly our sides are self-righteousness somehow. Of course, we see things for the way that we see them. There's no doubt about that. And sometimes the way we see them is valid. We're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. But isn't it our work from within to see the whole rather than the idea of parts, because there's no parts to a totality. No parts. Totality is simply total. There are no parts. And every time that we split ourselves off in our heart, maybe our opinion's okay, but not our heart. Leave it open for humanity. For all beings, because that is really beneficial and good for you. It's good for you. So, in the world, but not of it. Really brilliant, brilliant, brilliant statement. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. My two favorite statements of Jesus. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And Shanti Mai says, do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. Yeah. And we speak about it often here in our Sangha, in Teretasacha, or wherever we may be. Not to be harmful to yourself, not to hurt yourself, not to belittle yourself. And I was just reading in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 13, we're getting to it. Krishna's saying, don't kill yourself through yourself. And I looked up other Gitas to see how they worded this. Don't harm yourself through yourself. So be very, very careful to evaluate yourself. To decide that you're whether you're good or bad or can't or you're not good enough or you're comparing. Excuse me, I got maybe a little mosquito on my back. Sorry about that. Stop evaluating yourself, comparing yourself, judging yourself, and remember to be reflective. I was thinking about one of my first teachers. How he actually took away the notion of guilt and installed the notion of reflecting to be able to see things for as they are and as you have formed them, and to be able to adjust everything through your heart without smacking yourself, without hitting yourself, without taking these ideas into the future. Somebody was telling me the other day that there was this future thing that we were talking about. I said, how long ago did that happen? They said 9 years ago. And my heart sunk. I felt very sorry for the person carrying just this idea, and it becomes weighty, it becomes heavy, and like, and it becomes emotionally entangled. So be careful about these things. This is what's called harming oneself. What do we care about the past, even yesterday? If we're not learning from it and we're just carrying it around as an opinion or a pain, right? Then what good is it really doing anyone? You really have to learn to be as you are. Very clear-hearted as you are. Very clear-hearted, very pure-hearted. You're very pure-hearted. Your heart is like space. You may not think so, but it is. And your mind is also completely free of these ideas, unless you're repeating them and repeating them and emoting about them and dividing about them and hurting yourself about them, and they're not doing anything. It's not doing anything except for causing self-harm. So be very kind to yourself and learn to reflect. Learn to look in a reflective way. The pool shows me. I've made some error here about my opinion. And maybe my opinion's right, but why do I need it? And maybe it's right today and wrong tomorrow. And maybe I remember the Course in Miracles. I bring this up about every once a year, where the Course in Miracles says you can't judge because you don't know the whole story. So be very, very careful about self-harm and harming others. And wanting be I get we got a new relationship here, and I will say be very careful about trying to mold somebody the way you want them to be. If you are in a relationship, it's because you love them the way they are. Isn't it true? Be very careful about trying to mold somebody. It's just going to be an absolute hell, at least when you're trying to mold somebody. Other times it can be really heaven. But We don't get into relationships to try to change people. And I have to thank Indra for being exactly how he is and giving me a real freedom of heart to say, okay, sometimes I disagree, sometimes I agree, but he's wonderful. Really wonderful. And so anything that arises that I might agree with or disagree with, it can go its byway pretty quickly. And that's with any of you, in my view. If there's something or some idea or some whatever, it can go away immediately. I say to folks, I don't waste my time thinking about you. I just love you. And I feel that this is where new relationships have to be. This is where old relationships have to be. This is the way that we relate to the world in the sense that God bless everyone. Let everyone arise to their heart. It's possible. And it may take lifetimes to happen. So let it be. Anyhow, if there's anyone on the with their little hand up, their little digital hand up, that'd be great. I don't, let me see. That's participants. Here we go. We have, I thought we had one. Oh, there we are. Katie Warrens. Katie Warrens. Hi, Michael. You're on camera right now. I don't know why. Are you Katie Warrens? Did you change your
I
name?
was wondering, is she ever going to see me?
We can't hear you, Michael. No,
I'm
no.
not muted.
Turn on your sound. Maybe it's my sound. Go ahead and say something.
I'm saying something. Can you hear me
I
now?
was talking all that time and never said a word.
No, we were hearing you, yes, you
Oh,
were, at
okay.
least I was,
Yeah, it's fine. It's also fine the That would be also good. Take my word for it, folks. That applies to everybody. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
Thank you for your words. I'm just really glad to be with you this morning. It's after the events of yesterday, and to be with everyone here. It's very comforting. And like yesterday, I was well, that happened. I was very engaged with sort of I'd listened to your transmission on chapter 12 in the Gita, and I was doing some other reading, and I mean, it just occurs to me that the Gita is a perfect place to be today because the teaching, I mean, as I see it, and I know you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but is it, I mean, it really teaches, it's not a teaching of everything is wonderful and beautiful, and there's that way of looking at it, but there's the world is there's a lot of turmoil in the world,
Yes,
and
hold on. And Arjuna was in the middle of a battlefield.
in the middle of a war, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and that the teaching is that if we well if we are devoted to Krishna or whatever manifestation we might have, it's a way of finding harmony in the midst of a war or the turmoil, or and it really comes back to what Christ said about being in the world, not of the world, is that the world can be a very tumultuous place, and the Gita and other teachings, but certainly the Gita for me these days, because I'm engaged with it, would say that if I'm focused on on the teaching, and I guess, you know, sort of I don't know how to put it into words, but that it's, yes, I start to understand how it's all perfect, it's all God, it's all, you know, if I can stay in that place, then I don't have to be torn back and forth, and I can, and I love what you said this morning about, like, you know, because I've got a lot of opinions, and they're not
Put them in
helpful.
the trash. Put them in
What's
the
that?
spiritual, put them in the spiritual bin. Michael, let me
And
ask you something. May I?
of course, yeah.
Now you say that, and I understand that, and I understand you as well as you have shown me that I may understand you. I'm going to ask this kind of just what good do they do, those opinions?
Well, my feeling today is that they don't do any good at all, really. They don't really help me. And I don't really need to be invested in being right about anything.
And the world is going to do what the world does.
Yeah.
And we should not be surprised about what happened yesterday. It's a sad event, a sad event of affairs, but, or affair, yeah, well, I forget how to say it, but it's going on all over the world. And it's been going on for a very long time. And God bless the world. May everyone, I mean, we require our buoyant hearts of people to really cast a frequency into the planet that gives everyone the opportunity, more so because we're here to say it's possible. So offer into the planet through your heart that we resolve this. Maybe not in my lifetime, but I'm here to say so, to change the energy or to offer the energy, to offer the energy that it is possible because anything is possible. And we are heading. We are heading to an awakening that everybody has known about. It's not that no one has not known about this. It's not that it just comes out of thin air. Comes out of the Bible, comes out of the Mayans, comes out of the Lakota, comes out of the Kogi, comes out of, well, the Yugas, comes out, has just eked out of every tradition, that this is the time that this is happening, and this is the time that this happening encourages us to really wake up in our heart.
And this time, or this transformation, if you can use that term, I mean,
Yes,
like,
we can. We
I mean,
can.
what I'm getting from the Gita is that it's not like, you know, when we wake up or when the world wakes up, it's going to be a beautiful, wonderful place. There's always that other mask, which is the mask of darkness and evil, and but it'd be a world where we can not be a part of that.
That's right. That's right. And in our sangha, in our ashram, to turn our heart and let it flow out in a prayer that everyone can awaken, and that we give them a kind of nectar for that in the world, a kind of. It's all frequency.
Yeah.
So
And
it's I'm sorry, it's important to turn inward once in a while and bless the world. Enough. Because love is contagious and powerful and empty and difficult sometimes. I think my view is that it's the most difficult path because it requires a yes for everything. It requires you
Well,
to say yes.
yeah,
Go ahead.
and that, well, because I was thinking about that the other day too, because that love is not, like many of us. I mean, I've thought that, I have a romantic idea of love, like love is a feeling, but it's really an action. That, like, when you always say, like, we all naturally love ourselves because we take care of ourselves, and we love other people because we take care of other people, and we care, you know what I mean? That it's an action. It's not, because I love Margaret, but sometimes she drives me crazy. So it's not, the feeling is not always there, but the action is always there. I would do anything for her. And
Yes.
that it's, that love is a verb in a way. It's not, it's an active thing.
Yes. And it's also neutral and absolutely open for, like, space holds everything within its being. Love does too. And sometimes when we're familiar in love, familiar in love, then it becomes a bit specific, like you say with Margaret, huh? But isn't it wonderful that you love Margaret for Margaret and Shantimai for Shantimai and the grocery clerk for the grocery clerk and your aunt who I love through you because you write, and it still has that neutral, extreme, broad spectrum, like forever and eternally, right? I kind of see love like the light of the sun running through space. The room is lit by it. Your body is outlined by it right now. I can see the light. Your face is lit by it. It's everywhere. And well, I'm not going to go into emotions. I feel that emotions are, well, I don't know. We have to be careful with them and be more reflective with them than anything. But what
They
can you
come and
say about
the
somebody else's
thing about
emotions?
emotions for me is they come and go.
Like everything
Yeah,
else in the world. But that's true. That's true. All that we perceive has a departure.
there's one other thing I wanted to bring up. I don't want to take up too much time, but
You can.
I came across a book about Krishna, because I wanted, but it never occurred to me that Krishna, being the manifestation of Vishnu, and but this is a person that had a life, a mother and a father, and was a child, and was a young man, and from what I'm reading, I mean, but was actually kind of a trickster and drove his mother crazy, that there was, and I thought, very much like the Jesus story.
Well,
That Jesus had a life as well, right? And I guess I could think of it as they were both manifestations, and there's pro and then there's other manifestations too of, and in chapter 12, there's that wonderful thing where Krishna says, is it better to be devoted to me or be devoted to the ultimate reality, which would be Vishnu or and in my translation, it says that it's, I don't know if it's better, but maybe better to be devoted to the manifestation because the Godhead or the ultimate reality is really beyond our thinking compass. It's not, and it brought into light what you've said so many times about, that I, you've often said, I don't know what God is or who God is, but I know that you are and I am.
Yes.
Because what that God or that ultimate reality is really kind of beyond our thinking ability to.
That's why we go to silence. It's not that that isn't that's the only thing that is. That and w thing is the really bad language. That's all there is that imperishable perfection. And I know where you're talking about. Krishna says it's difficult for people who are in, centered in the body, who are identified with their body, to get past it. Yes, absolutely.
I said, an embodied person is hard for an embodied person to, it's much easier for an embodied person to worship an embodied other.
Yeah, it's a little shifty there because once you cease identifying as a body and cease identifying as your ideas, then the imperishable and total, unknowable, inexhaustible, undoubtable, eternal, which is yourself, is right there. Always has been. It's nowhere else, and you can certainly see that all things are that. All that is that. You cannot miss it actually, but you must cease identifying yourself as a body, not with your body, but as your body. This is me, huh? Well, this me is not going to be here forever, and this me's never not been here forever, but that which I am has never ceased to be. I am means every all that appears to be.
Thank you, Shantyamai.
Oh, you're really welcome. I wanted to say in the Hindu pantheon, Jesus Christ was the last avatar. So in the Hindu pantheon, I don't know why we call it Hindu. I think the British called them Hindus. In that pantheon, it was Gautama Buddha, Krishna, and Jesus are three Vishnu incarnations. There you have it.
Love you, Shanti Mike.
Namaste. Love you. Yeah, there's Katie. Now I know who Katie is.
Namaste,
Namaste, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thank you for the sharing about opinions. I feel as though my opinions are suitably humbled, and sitting here with a lot more humility because of it. So thank you for that. Two weeks ago, the subject of ego came up very
Oh,
quickly.
no. The ego never comes up in my conversation. Never. So, what did we talk about? Not happening. I don't talk about ego. Go ahead.
Well,
What did you hear?
it came up fleetingly with as much airtime for you to dismiss it as, sort of,
Okay, so we didn't talk about it. We dismissed it. I
you
love that. Go ahead.
dismissed it. So I just wanted to see whether or not you could clarify for me, because with my spiritual journey, I spent the first 5 years, sort of roughly the first 5 years, thinking I was hunting something down that I had to kill, with the
That's the problem. That's
with
right.
the ego,
That's
and
exactly what
then.
it is. Absolutely, you have nailed it. Go ahead, please.
So, having thought that I was trying to hunt something down to kill it, I then moved to I moved to a space of sort of like thinking, oh, actually, is it, or thinking I'd arrived at believing that it was a culmination of samskaras, and so therefore, perhaps I should be treating it with a lot of compassion and understanding. Rather than trying to kill it, I was trying to understand it and be compassionate. But then I kind of hooked on to you sort of saying, no, it's nothing. And so I was just wondering whether or not you could just finally lay it to rest for me, in terms of I can let this elusive thing that's kind of felt as though it's been part of my journey, and I'm now kind of sort of like thinking that it's nothing.
It is nothing.
Okay.
There's no such thing as an ego. And but
So
what
why does it place such a, why is it
wait a
such
minute,
a high profile?
I'm going to say something here for just a minute, and I'm going to bring you back in, okay? Because I want to have a conversation with you too. You nailed it perfectly. When you said this little thing, it's like a leech that kind of hangs on to a person that you have to kill it, and you have this dynamic, this dualistic dynamic, with this idea that there is a separation. It's a totally wrong idea, and I will say wrong. I rarely use the word right or wrong. More benefit, but it's totally off. So here's what it is, in my view. You don't have to accept what I say, but I'm going to say the way I see it. Okay. You don't have to believe it. I'm not asking you to believe anything. Just listen and see if you can see, if you see it that way in your own way or not. And if you not, good. And if so, good. All up to you. So there is an idea that there is separation in all of the cosmos, that all of this event that's occurring right now and every appearance within it is all separate, like shattered glass. Totality has no parts. If it had parts, it wouldn't be totality. Yeah, everybody turns to Indra now because it's real uncomfortable. Just for a second, they did. Less than usual. Less than usual. That's a good sign. Ooh. Totality is always total. It's like a pie. If you cut a piece out of a pie, the pie is not total anymore. If you make parts, it's not total anymore. There is this idea that I am better. All you lowlies, or I am so small and everybody else is so big. Am so frightened of myself, mind you. That I think that I'm the best, I'm the richest, I'm the finest. I don't need you. You don't. All these ideas are what is called ego. Ego. And also, I see people who are belittling themselves. That's very in the idea of ego. It's tremendously in the idea of ego, but it's an idea because there's nothing hanging on you. It's the idea that I am a separate entity. There's no such thing as a separate entity. And you can live with that idea of ego. And here's how you live with it. God, look at the ego that person has. So when you look through the idea, when you look through the eyes of duality, that's what you see. And that's where ego, the idea of ego, rears up like a dragon. When you look through the eyes of totality, that all is as it is, an appearance in the, let's poetically speaking, in the mind of God's creation. And that there is nothing separate in the dreaming. Everything in the dreaming is, in fact, the dreaming. Then one loses that sense of ego. They just lose it. And they don't lose the sense of I or you. There is still an I or you, but not but. There's still an I or you. I and you. The uniqueness of every grain of sand, every wave, every star, every molecule is still not a part, is totality itself. Uniqueness does not connote part. Little finger. Thumb, hand. Unique, unique, total. First, you, Katie, you take the sadhana of looking through the eyes of, I'm going to say it, and I mean it, but I mean it, but I mean it. Oneness. I can't, I have a hard time with that term because it's trendy and not discovered. What it means, what it really means is powerful in the most, like space is powerful, not like a politician is powerful or a king or nothing like that. Like space is powerful. You begin looking through the eyes of whatever I am perceiving is itself the dreaming of God, including that which I see in the mirror. And it never has a beginning and it never has an end. It just has characteristics and characteristics and details and beauty and harshness and whatever it has. But begin to look through the eyes of oneness. The one will disappear eventually as your heart matures. This idea of oneness will, but it's an incredible step because it's like love. It's like Michael said, people have a romantic view of love. Well, this journey of love says you have to be at peace with everything, including yourself and all of life, period. Period. And when you get there, you will not even know what love is. And yet you will be fully in the state of love. And you're good people and your hearts are right, huh? Love is like space. It holds everything. It doesn't say, oh, this planet is just crappy and it's a Democrat and this one's a Republican and this one's an independent. No, it just goes, ah, and holds everything and it's being perfectly. So this is egolessness. There's no such thing. I don't even like the term egolessness. It just stinks. It has this rotten smell to it. Once you cease the separation that's not there, division all over the place, uniqueness everywhere, separation, absolutely not. You're you, I'm me. Inseparable from that which is and that which is moving on and that which will be and has been. It is like that. So that's all I can say. And it's a lot. I've said a lot to steer you away from this stinking idea. And people do act like that. They do act like that. They do believe really hard in ego and how you have to get rid of it. But if you really see, you won't see any ego. And even if a person acts in an egoic way, you'll see God. And it's not going to be always pretty. It's going to be God in God's egoic form, acting like an ego, just like they are. But the idea of ego only means I am separate from you and I am measurable and comparable. And that's not true. So why to say something is true that's not true? Why to call anyone egotistic? That means you're separate. See it a different way. And you won't ever have to bother with this term, no matter what. You'll just see everything functioning as it does. And you'll be in love, not necessarily warm and cozy, but when a pre when a past president is has an attempt of assassination, you'll see it as it is. God bless the world. Somebody was acting in an egotistic way. Maybe he was acting in an egotistic way. Maybe other sides are all these little wormy, little stinking, slimy little ideas of ego. When there isn't any, there is but God and nothing other than that. And all the others that appear to be are that as well, God. Get there. If you want to, if you don't want to, okay, no problem. You're still the perfect divine being, as all beings are. Divine means undividable. So that's what I have to say to you, Katie. Done. It's a lot, but it really culminates in a very small capsule of inseparability. Everyone is learning, everyone's coming home, and some people may take a long time. And sometimes the violence itself brings out the heart. Oh, I can't participate in that. Be in the world, but not of it. So Jesus is telling you the world is full of the idea of ego, but not of it. There is but God. And again, as Michael said, I have no idea what God is, but because you are is enough for me. Because you are is enough for me. Because Everything appears to be is enough for me to say, I use this term God. I don't even know where the word comes from. But it closes down all visions of wrongness and rightness and comparing and all of that. It just shuts it out and sees that things are functioning just as they are. And in no other way. Here and now, not then and not out there. Huh? A little bit of there and a little bit of there is no problem. But retracing the steps of yesterday consistently, where are you now? Be at peace with your life, no matter what had happened. Be at peace with everyone, no matter what has happened. And you will come to a very, very, well, I can't say where you come to. You find out. Or not. It's up to you. Or not.
And it feels like the dissolving of opinions is just a natural part of that.
Absolutely. And comparing yourself to others and judging people harshly and intensely, like you know. Like it's, you know how they are, you know what they are. Standing like you're on top of the Empire State Building, looking down at the world as though you are the superior of all, which in fact, you're more like space holding everything within your being, which is really stunningly beautiful. What maybe it's not. To me, it is. Maybe to you, it's just. But to me, it's extraordinarily beautiful. And I get to see you as beautiful and God's creation as beautiful. And really, really, in its extreme subtlety, stunning. And it's still just what it always has been and looks just the same. It's not shining out like a diamond, not pearlescent, not golden, just beautiful. Like the word of a poet that just moves your heart. And ego just, this whole idea of ego just go, oh, there's a great big old eagle going by. Just the idea of ego just dies. It's so stinking and rotten and over considered. I gotta kill it. I gotta get rid of my ego. My ego. Get rid of your idea and you'll be free. You know, great beings, I was saying this the other day, the great beings never had a problem saying great things about themselves. But everyone was included. Huh? Not like higher or lower, just I remember that the kahunas, the kahunas of Hawaii, every once in a while, they brought out their mana, their accomplishments in their life, and they looked at it. And they put it back quietly. And it encouraged them, and it strengthened their view. Look back 10 years and see where you were 10 years ago as opposed to where you are now. Huh? You don't have to put it out to anybody that they're lesser, their kahunas are a little lesser than yours. Kahuna has come to mean something else. To be noble doesn't mean that you have to be proud. It means that you're noble, that you stand in the center of your heart all the time, and your heart tells you how to move fearlessly. So, cease to look through the eyes of ego. Cease to try to kill something that's not there. And trash the idea. And really, I would say practice seeing God as it is, as all things are right now, without expecting a shiny kind of being to appear in front of you and life to look better, just as it is. Because that's where you're going to come to, just as it is. People are fighting, people are angry. Why do you need to be there? No. So stop it. Or carry on. Maybe you have some more lessons to learn about duality. I can't imagine why, but perhaps. Who knows? Thank you, Katie.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad. I
Namaste.
must say. We have one more person. Yes. Hold on. Let me look and see what we have here. Okay, Max and Gabrielle, we're going to stop with you. We're going to complete our satsang with you. Namaste.
My message. Good night. Well, I raised my hand when Michael was speaking, and in between, you gave a lot, and so, but I still try to find words for what I felt was missing when Michael was talking, and it is this sense of perfection in all of creation. That we tend to think the perfection is not in the manifest, it's only somewhere in spirit. And I see that all of creation is coming from perfection, coming from love, and having it inside. And with this, I kind of. I'm not that bothered about what is happening in the world as turmoil or whatever. It feels more like what I see is, well, everybody has to put in energy in these, let it called evil forms, to sustain it. And if we stop to sustain what is separating and what is harming all of life.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Not if. When. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. When we stop sustaining what is harming, what is separating, then it really stops. At least it stops resonating.
I love it, what you say, Max. And what you have said, if you hold that like in a nutshell, it's the total transformation. And how does it go on? I don't know. You can only know from within yourself. Each being knows only from within themselves, not from my words, not even from Jesus or Buddha or Krishna. Not from Maharaji, not from Osho, not from Thich Nhat Hanh. But we are here to say, consider this, remember. And it's a bit of the elixir, but the entirety is within you. So the Gita is a flow of what we can call the nectar of transformation. It gives us a kind of, well, it's just a power, because you always have to remember, like Michael said, and like Shanti Mai said with Michael, Krishna and Arjuna were in the middle of one of the nastiest battles on earth at Kurukshetra. The moon shook over this battle. So it's not all lollipops and glitter. It's very deep. Yes. I refuse. In my resistance, I resist not seeing what is so. And what is so is as it is. And my heart holds everything in its being as space does.
Yes.
Yeah, so those wonderful words of the Gita, those wonderful words of the Bible, those wonderful words of Huang Po, the masters, the love that we have between each other, is all offered for your transformation. What you said is completely transformative. Encourage each other for that. Encourage each other for that. Absolutely never make it a competition. You'll help each other tremendously.
Yes.
There's a story. You want to hear it? Let me see. It comes out of the Blue Cliff Records. It's about... what was his name? It was a family, and he was known as Householder. Oh gosh, I don't remember his name. That's really sad. Nevertheless, there were four enlightened people in the family. And, oh gosh, I wish I remember his name. I want to say Poe, but I'm not sure. But let's call him Poe for now. Householder Poe. And Householder Poe was in his, this is said to be an historical story. It is said to be. So Householder Poe was in his living room in his hut with his daughter. And the mother and the son were out in the fields in the night under the full moon. I think they were doing something agricultural. And the father, he set himself up to leave the planet. And he's sitting waiting to go. And so he's sitting like this. And he's like, and his daughter, he says to his daughter, go outside and look and see, see what the moon phase is. Is it full yet? And she goes outside and she leaves the earth. And he goes outside and he looks and he says, she is so smart. She is so bright. And he leaves the earth. And at that moment, his wife in the field left the earth and his son also. And they lived together. As I'm going to find out the name so that you can look it up yourself. This story is really good. Mm-hmm. Comes out of Chan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
She's so smart. How she could go before me. Okay, hold on. I want to say good evening to everyone. And I love satsang with you. Thank you for bringing to satsang what you've brought to satsang. And I will close now so that we can listen to these wonderful little trio of hearts. Namaste.
They have to unmute us first. They have to unmute us.
I have to unmute?
No, Sara has to unmute us.
Oh. You should be a co-host.
Hold on.
But
unmute us, Sahar. You are unmute so that they can play for the satsang. Thank you. So what do you want to say to Sahara?
He needs to TDS, unmute, allow me to unmute.
Okay, Sahara, TDS, allow Sri to unmute so that we can have this wonderful closing and we can all...
Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And below, and all around you are. You are the essence of all the beauty of life. You are the essence of sacred one, soft within and beyond. Sacred one, soft within and beyond. The essence of my life, sometimes within and beyond, sacred one, sometimes within and beyond. From below, all around you, above and below, and all around you. You're the essence of all the beauty of life. You are the essence of all the love of my life. Sacred ones are within and beyond. Sacred ones are within and beyond.